It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. It's our school district update today. We're going to be talking to a couple of teachers from Sally Morrow Elementary. I have Shelley Gravett. She is a second grade teacher. And Christy Trudell. She is the special ed teacher at Sally Morrow. We've got, it's always the fun things going on at Sally Morrow. You know, the principal up there, Blake Allen, keeps things pretty hot and moving up there and has a great time with everybody. And we're going to talk about some of the things that are going on at the school, some of the things that are going on in just the second grade class and you know, what we've got coming ahead of them up there. So Shelley and Christy, thank you so much for coming in and joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
So we're going to start picking on you, Christy, first. And how are things going at Sally Morrow right now? Are kids kind of getting back into the groove after the holiday break and all that good stuff?
They are. This is kind of our go-to time. We have from January to March where we don't have a lot of breaks. And so the kids just, we have a lot of learning time that's happening and the kids are starting to get into it. It's been kind of rough. We've been super cold up at Sally Morrow this last week and the kids are kind of stuck inside. So trying to keep things interesting that way. But yeah, they're up and going and I think they're ready to get back into the swing of things.
Now, and I don't know if in the special ed side of it, if you deal with it, but do you guys have like mid-year testing that's coming up? Have you already done your mid-year?
So I am what we call an intensive intervention teacher. So I actually have kind of a separate class. I have the kids that are third, fourth, and fifth grade. And we have another teacher, Ashley Dadgary, that is our kindergarten first and second. And then we also have another special ed teacher, our Sarah Spears, who is our general resource teacher. And Sarah kind of pulls the kids from that general class. And she's the one that kind of works with those gen ed teachers and works on that end of year testing. My testing kind of looks a little bit different. My kids tend to have more specialized testing. So I still do in my classroom, we do beginning of the year, middle of the year, and end of the year. We try to finish up that middle of the year before Christmas break because, you know, Christmas is kind of scary when they're gone for a couple weeks. But yeah, I do have testing that my kids have to do. And so we're kind of gearing up for all of that.
So that's still coming up here pretty quick?
Yes, it is. Well, it's our middle of the year is done. It's our end of the year, and that's usually the end of March, 1st of April, into May.
So it's really not, when you sit down and look at it, it's really not that far away.
No, it's not. It's coming up.
All right, and anything in that you work on in your classroom that, you know, you wanted to share with people or that you guys enjoy or have fun or do up there?
So my kids, I specialize their education. All of my kids are IEP students, and so they all have an individualized education plan. And we just kind of work on what's appropriate for their level, where they're at, and what they're doing. So that's all kind of specialized. But my students also push out, and they do some of their sciences and specials and activities like that out in the gen ed population or the gen ed classes. And so they enjoy doing that. The teachers have been great to work with my kids and let them in. Some of the fun things we do in my class, I have lots of different reward systems, but this last week, a week or two ago, we did a disco party in my class and oh, it was so much fun. We brought, one of my girls has a little disco ball with a speaker and we turned that on and we were doing some Just Dance and the kids had a ball with that.
Well, so. And that's important. You got to keep them interested even if it's just by having fun, right?
Yep, exactly. And they worked hard for that reward and really enjoyed it. So it was a fun day.
And speaking of rewards, one of the things that, you know, that administrators and teachers always want to discuss when they come in is like the citizenship awards and those kind of things. And have you got anything big on that line coming up? Or I don't know if Shelley, if you wanted to take that or.
In my class, we do like the paper chains that you see at Christmas where people count down, but we're counting up. So we go from one corner to the other corner of our classroom for them to earn a party. And they've earned 5 parties in my class this year. They have been super awesome, and we're going on our 6th party. One of the parties we did was a board games party, and the kids had so much fun. We were probably really loud, and you could hear us, like, over in Price, but we had so much fun just playing board games for a couple hours.
And it's good to give them that reward system and then know that they're going to earn something. So other than that, how are things going in second grade this year?
Oh, they're lots of fun. We have so much fun in second grade. We, like I said, try to do lots of rewards and help them focus on good behavior so they can earn those parties and earn those rewards. We also do lots of fun field trips. We go to the rock shop. We go downtown Helper and go to the fire station, the museum. We take them bowling. That's all usually at the end of the year, but the kids have a blast with that. And in my class, I'm the crazy glasses lady. So I wear big glasses or just fun colored glasses with no lenses, and the kids have started doing that as well, so it's lots of fun.
Well, that's nice, because no, the thing you look at is doing that is you know what, it teaches them that, you know what, it's okay to be a little different and to have people do that, and so that's really cool. That's fun. So I mean, reading is always important up there, I'm sure one of the top things that always gets talked about, but is there anything else that you're kind of stressing this year in second grade?
I can't think of anything. I mean, reading and math are obviously the main focus. But other than that, we just try to make it fun for the kids and also learn at the same time.
All right. And then I was told before we came on the air, we were talking about the fact that we've got the 100th day of school coming up.
Yes.
When is that?
Officially, I believe it's the 31st or the 1st of February. Kind of have to look at, you know, we've had days off, and we have some days that are contract days and some days that the kids are there and not there. But I think with the kids not being there, or the days that the kids have actually been there, I believe it's the 31st.
And that's always a fun day, isn't it?
It is.
They do a lot of different things. And have you got anything big planned in your classroom for the 100th day of school?
We just do a lot of different activities. We will, like, have them write 100 words. We dress up like we're 100 years old, which is really fun. Some of the kids come in with little gray wigs and their little walkers, and I dress up in overalls, and the other teacher wears, like, pajamas and a curlers in her hair and a bathrobe. It's super fun.
So we've got that coming towards us, and before you know it, it doesn't seem like it right now, but before you know it, the school year's going to be over. Isn't
yes.
it?
It's
does it
fast.
Seem like it's going by fast for you?
It sure does.
So we've got that going, too. So you always have that to look forward to, right?
Yes, you betcha.
All right, Shelley Gravett and Christy Twiddell from Sally Morrow Elementary, thank you so much for sneaking in this morning and talking to us. We're going to let you go and get back to school and go Bulls, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. So once again, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.